Masechet Betzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah will talk about four more Mahlokot, arguments between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in regards to Yom Tov. The first one we'll talk about, Terisin. Terisin was a booth that a vendor had where it would look like an entire cabinet, and he would open up the door of the cabinet. It would come off of its hinges, and it would be set up as a table for him to print his merchandise on while he was selling it. This type of sale is actually allowed on Yom Tov. There's no payment going on, but a person would come and take merchandise, take food, take drink that he would want to enjoy his Yom Tov with. So here we'll talk about a machloket in regards to this type of setting up a booth. Beit Shammai omrim, en mesalkin et ha-terisin b'yom tov. Beit Shammai say, not allowed to detach the door of the booth on Yom Tov. If you detach it, it looks like stira. Stira is one of the melachot, demolishing, and this resembles demolishing, even though it's not exactly a deoraita. It looks like it, and therefore it's a problem. And the same thing would be when he's putting it back on. According to him, if you put it back on, it would look like binyan. It would look like your building. Beit Hillel matirin af leahazir. Beit Hillel not only allow a person to detach it so that he can now add to the simha of Yom Tov, of the enjoyment of the holiday, by giving people items and all that, but he even allows it after the enjoyment of the holiday is finished to put the door back on to the cabinet, to the compartment, when he's finished selling for the day. Because he says, if we don't allow a person to put it back on after he's finished giving the products to the people after the day, he may not show up in the first place. He'll leave without having his booth open to people. And therefore, we want to encourage him to open. We want to encourage him to be able to provide items to people to increase Simchat Yom Tov. So therefore, not only did the rabbis allow him to take off the door, they allowed him to put it back on even afterwards. Another machloket. Beit Shammai omrim, enot lin et ha'ali lekasev alav basad. Beit Shammai say, not allowed to take a large board to chop meat on it. This type of board, the ali, would generally be used in order to crush grain. Says Beit Shammai, it's mukseh mehamat chisaron kis. It's mukseh because of the fact that it's uniquely used for something expensive to crush grain. It's not usually used for another purpose. So therefore, says Beit Shammai, it is mukseh, cannot be used in order to chop meat on Yom Tov. Beit Hillel matirin, Beit Hillel allow it. They say the mukseh prohibition was lifted because of Simchat Yom Tov, to allow people to enjoy the holiday and have a little more of a relaxed sense in order to have to prepare their food. Next case, another machloket. Beit Shammai omrim, en notnin et ha'or lifnei ha'dorsan. Beit Shammai say, if a person slaughters his animal on Yom Tov, he's not allowed to take the skin of the animal and put it in front of people in order so that they could trample on it, which prevents it from decaying, because he wants to eventually take it to a tanner. You're not allowed to do that because it's linked to the melacha of tanning. They would trample the hides in the beginning in order to soften them a little bit. So Beit Shammai says, when you're putting it on the floor to get trampled, it looks like you're going to go take it to a tanner on Yom Tov, and that's a prohibited melacha. Ve'lo yag bihenu, ela im ken yesh imo kazayit basar. As well, Beit Shammai say, the skin of the animal that you slaughtered for food is now mukseh. So you're not allowed to even lift it up unless it has meat attached to it. While it has meat on it, now you could say that the meat is edible. If you have a kazayit of meat on it, it's not mukseh anymore because the meat could be taken off and eaten on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to lift it according to him unless there's meat on it. Beit Hillel matirin, and Beit Hillel allow both of these cases. He says that if a person wasn't allowed to put his animal skin in front of people to walk on it, then he would refrain from slaughtering his animal in the first place. And then that would be a person not having the Simcha of Yom Tov, enjoying the holiday. So therefore, he says, we allow these situations. The last machloket, number four. Beit Shammai omrim, en motzi'in lo takatan, v'lo talula, v'lo tasefet Torah, l'shut harabim. According to Beit Shammai, you're not allowed to carry out a child, a lulav, or a sefer Torah into the public domain on Yom Tov. And he says this violates the melacha of hotza'ah, of carrying in the reshut harabim in the public domain on Yom Tov, because the only type of carrying you're allowed to do, according to him, is carrying that is for preparing food, ochel nefesh. You're not allowed to do any other type of carrying. Ubet Hillel, Matirin, Bet Hillel say, no, you're allowed to carry other items as well outside, not just food. So any of these other items, a katan, a Sefer Torah, a lulav, all of these items are allowed to be carried out because they hold of mitoch shehutra hotza'a lesorech, hutra nameh shelo lesorech, because we allowed something lesorech ochel nefesh, that melachav carrying is allowed under unique circumstances for carrying food in order to prepare it. So therefore, now the entire melacha opens up and it's allowed even for non-ochel nefesh, even for non-food purposes as well. And therefore he says you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. Masechet Betzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will talk about hala and certain matanot kehuna. Hala is the portion of dough that after being kneaded has to be handed over to a kohen, given to a kohen. And the matanot will talk about other zeroa, the lehayayim and the keva, the right leg, the jaw, and one of the stomachs of an animal that after they are slaughtered, these parts of the animal have to be removed and given to a kohen. We're talking about a non-korban in this case. Is a person allowed to deliver them to a kohen on Yom Tov? It's permitted on Yom Tov to separate challah from dough and the matanot from an animal, but the mahloket we'll have here is if are you allowed to then deliver them to the kohen on Yom Tov. Mishnah says, Bet Shammai omrim, en molechin hala u'matanot la'kohen b'yom tov. Bet Shammai say, not allowed to bring hala or matanot to a kohen on Yom Tov, ben shehurmu me'emesh, ben shehurmu me'hayom, whether the hala or the matanot were separated before Yom Tov and had the ability to be given before the holiday started, or if they were separated on the day of Yom Tov itself, where there was no opportunity to give them to the Kohen beforehand. In either situation, you're not allowed to give them to a Kohen on Yom Tov. Ubet Hillel, Matirin, Bet Hillel, allow a person to give Hala and Matanot on Yom Tov to a Kohen, whether the Hala and the Matanot were separated before Yom Tov started, or if they were separated on the day of Yom Tov. Bet Shammai is going to explain why they think it's prohibited. Amru lahem Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai said to Bet Hillel, Gezra Shava. We can make a comparison. This is not your typical Gezra Shava, where we bring two words that are similar in two situations. Rather, Gezra Shava here means we're going to make a comparison. Hala u'matanot, matana la'kohen, u'truma matana la'kohen. We have two packages over here. We have the hala and the matanot, which are gifts to a kohen, that's exhibit A. And we have teruma, which is also a gift to a kohen. Teruma is the portion of produce that a person's obligated to give to a kohen after he finishes the gemar melacha, after he finishes the entire processing of the produce. These are both different forms of matanot kehuna, and therefore we could compare the halachot about them. Keshem she'en molechin et teruma, kach en molechin et matanot. Say Bet Shammai, just like we're not allowed to bring teruma to a kohen on Yom Tov, we should not be allowed to bring the hala and matanot to a kohen on Yom Tov as well. Amru lahem Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel respond, lo, no, you cannot make this comparison. Im amartim betruma she'en ozakai baharamata, tomeru b'matanot. Shezakai baharamatan. Now Bet Hillel respond to them. Even if you want to say that teruma is not allowed to be brought to a kohen on Yom Tov, that's only because you're not allowed to separate teruma on Yom Tov. Teruma had to be separated before Yom Tov when the teruma obligation takes effect. Teruma is not allowed to be separated from produce on Yom Tov because it resembles the biblical melacha of tikkun, of fixing something, making something usable. You're not allowed to eat teruma before you separate the produce that has to go to the kohen. So therefore, you're not allowed to actually do that on Yom Tov itself. All the processing of the produce has to be done before the holiday, and at that point in time, it becomes hayav, obligated, in teruma. So therefore, that had to be done before the holiday. That's why you're not allowed to bring it to a kohen. But tomeru b'matanot, shezakai b'haramatan, how could you compare that to the obligation of hala and matanot, which you could separate on Yom Tov? Everybody agrees that you could separate them on Yom Tov. The obligation to separate hala and Yom Tov, Halan Matarot on Yom Tov could take effect on the holiday. You don't have the finished dough until the holiday Yom Tov actually started. You may not have the animal that was slaughtered until the holiday started. You want to have fresh meat. So of course, these two items, which you're allowed to then separate on Yom Tov, you could deliver over to the Kohen on Yom Tov. So that's the opinion of Beit Hillel, that once we're allowing it for items, dough, and an animal that were finished on Yom Tov, we could walk it now. They're going to allow it to be walked over to a Kohen. They'll say at the same time that you could even walk over halah or matanot that were ready to be given to a Kohen from before the holiday could be also walked over on the holiday. They become as well allowed to. While on the other hand, they'll agree, Tirumah, which you should have done before the holiday, you have to do before the holiday. You can't do that on Yom Tov, but you can't compare the two cases. While Beit Shammai would say, no, at the end of the day, you're not allowed to walk matanot and halah over to a Kohen on Yom Tov, even if the dough is needed or the animal was slaughtered on Yom Tov, where you have to separate the halah and the matanot on the day. Walking it to them is prohibited. They're nervous that if people see halah and matanot being walked over to the Kohen, that they'll think that Tiruma as well is also allowed to be walked over to a Kohen, which, as we said, it is not allowed to be.